funny to you that you almost skip laughing and you just start crying? Because I'm about there right now.
We're all freaks on the inside.
An acquired taste.
We're an acquired taste podcast. Hi. Sorry for the tardiness. We did record an episode. That one was vetoed. Not wrongly.
I vetoed it.
It just trust her.
Just trust me on this. I vetoed it.
But it was nothing anybody wanted to hear ever.
Nope. Sometimes in life you do something and then you're like, nope, that should not have happened.
What was really funny was I fully edited the entire thing and spent a lot of time on it. So if anything, it was a lesson in perspective because I was just listening to it as a producer and someone who was trying to get, okay, this, that has to be taken out. Oh, this will make it better, yada, yada, yada. And it was about 12 minutes shorter. And at the end, I'm like, great.
No, and I need to officially apologize because I've been meaning to reach out to you. I know you put so much time into that podcast, time you did not have. So I'm sorry that it got vetoed anyway. But if you had cut out everything that needed to be cut out to keep us alive, there would have been no podcast. So you did like an incredible job, and I'm sorry that was a lot of time that ended up not happening.
So moving forward, the intricacies of quantum physics and how they relate to dolphin sex, off the table.
Not explainable.
Right. Not
that
even
was
podcast.
The entire podcast.
Yes. No. So this is an Acquired Taste podcast. I'm Bethany. I'm here with Kathleen.
Hello.
And Sam.
Still here.
This is the podcast that needs some group therapy.
Okay.
As every podcast
As we
does.
Therapize you.
But what I wanted to talk about today, I'm going to get in so much trouble because I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about it. Well, I know I'm not supposed to talk about it, but I don't know if I'm allowed to radio talk about it, which is like change some of the facts, but still make it.
This is a loophole. This is not radio.
I know. Okay. So here's the deal. I was talking to a colleague of mine, mm-hmm. and they have a friend mm-hmm. who has a friend. Okay. So this is a friend of a friend.
Okay. Double A your friendship.
That friend is adopted, mm-hmm. which is wonderful. Mm-hmm. But that friend doesn't know they are adopted.
How the hell does everyone else know?
This is the question. So the friend of a friend, the friend knows that his friend is adopted.
How?
Because his siblings told him. So the adopted person's siblings know that their sibling is adopted. The parents know the sibling is adopted, but the sibling has never been told to the point where I know they're adopted and they don't
Hell,
know.
We know they're adopted
I
now.
Know.
All of us listening
now,
know they're adopted.
Know. And the reason they can get away with this is the baby is the same race. It looks just like them, like whatever. He's not a baby. He's a man now, but looks just like them.
So this three. Is an adult who doesn't this know he's adopted.
A man in his 40s who does not know he's adopted.
Okay.
And so my issue with it isn't that there's no stigma. I have an adopted sibling. You know, I have cousins who are adopted. It's a beautiful, wonderful, incredible thing. Mm-hmm. My thing is, A, why the hell didn't they tell the dude? And second, that dude's going to have a meltdown. And third, medical history, he should be knowing, like, if there's a history of cancer in his family, if there's a history of, you know, mental illness in his family, and, like, he thinks he knows his medical history, and he doesn't.
Now, are you sure he doesn't, I would be surprised if he knew his medical history, but are you sure he doesn't know he's adopted, not because he wasn't told, but because my ex-boyfriend's sister was adopted, and it was a known thing that they never told her, but when I said to her, so how does she, he goes, she knows.
No, he doesn't know.
Like, that was good enough.
No,
so are
he
you sure
know.
He doesn't, like, he knows?
Positive, because I was told that at family events, they are all on eggshells to not bring it up.
Oh, that's horrifying.
Like, cousins know. Like, everyone knows except this person. And so it leads you to the question of what secrets are worth keeping and what secrets are worth telling.
I mean, God forbid this guy does 23andMe.
Right.
And it's like, hey, I thought we were German, but it actually says that they're like Russian. I don't know.
Right.
I don't think he would pick up on that. From what I gather so far, he'd be the kind of guy that runs in and be like, Mom, Dad, we're German. I didn't know that.
Okay. So I can relate to this in two ways.
Okay.
I have a family member whose mother told this family member that his father died in a car accident.
Okay.
Which was a lie. His father never died in a car accident. His mother just wanted to have a baby and just went out and, like, had some rando sex and So his father is likely still alive.
Bad mom. Bad mom.
What in the world?
So not on good terms with mom in the family.
Yeah.
Okay, not my mom. The right. mom in question.
Yeah.
So I told this family member's wife, I said, I just want you to know that I don't know exactly what he knows, but this is the situation. And I think he should know, but I can't tell him you're married to him. So you should.
Wait, so how did you find out?
You farted in the elevator.
Because my dad knew.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I can't imagine. I guess just as a parent, why? Like none of us have kids. And so I don't know.
I don't even know how much it has to do with. I don't even think we would know if we were to ever have kids, because this is the gravity of these situations are so horrible. And I've been thinking for the last few minutes if I could say it, and I really can't. But I have something in my immediate family that is such a secret that if my mom would flip, there's very little things I could say that would make my mom that angry. If I said this, she'd get angry. I'll tell you guys afterwards, but I can't say it on the podcast.
Yeah.
But it's something that is a recognized secret in my family, and it is along the same lines of, holy crap, wait a minute, so-and-so, it changes everything.
So how many of you in the family know?
How many of us know and talk about it, or how many of us wink, wink, nudge, nudge, know?
How many of you wink, wink, nudge, nudge, know?
I think everyone.
But you don't talk about
it. We don't talk about
it. Why? Because it's something your mom is sensitive about?
It's the whole, my mom's sensitive on behalf of someone else. It's not her secret.
Okay.
But if the people whose immediate secret it is found out, there would be probably a huge earth-shattering, potentially family-breaking upset.
Wow. How... Like, I don't feel like my family has any of these, which
they
makes
shouldn't.
Me think that we do, but they're about me.
Oh, my God. Know?
Like, it's sort of like if you don't have the one kind of annoying friend in your friend group, then you're that annoying friend, because every friend group has one.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder what they're not telling me. I don't look like my family.
Sorry, cat. Oh, sorry. God. Minerva, son of a bitch, don't sneak up on me like that.
We're sitting on my kitchen table, and Minerva has this major complex that she does not like it if someone's sitting at the table.
She's like the king and I. Like, here. No one's head could be taller than her.
Oh, yeah. We didn't recognize that we're not recording today in Blanket Studio NYC.
Yes.
No.
It's Kitchen Studio NYC.
Yeah, yeah. Kitchen Studio NYC. So we're still, again, working out the kinks, but it's nice because we're not all sitting like under... A blanket.
I love the potential of sneak attacks.
Yeah.
We get to see each other's faces.
Yes. Can I say what the topic was that started last vetoed podcast?
Of course.
I'm being hit on by a married man.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is another secret.
That's a good topic.
It is, but maybe it was a blessing in disguise. I was thinking about that after. I didn't give away any identities or anything very specific.
You were very vague about it.
I was as vague as possible, but if the person were listening, they'd still know it were about them.
Well, I think it was the places that topic took us that maybe perhaps we shouldn't have been.
That's true. Yes, I was just like, about. I thought I was saved, maybe.
Yes.
I thought maybe it was a blessing in disguise.
Okay, good.
A secondhand savior.
Okay. Okay, good. But one of the conversations we had as a result of that is back to the secrecy, which is like, if you know someone's cheating, do you tell the spouse? Like, if you know somebody is, I don't know what other big family secret there would be. It's, I just don't
I
know,
wanna
like,
tell you guys
do
mine.
You tell?
Okay. So this is also, how do I phrase this? I know somebody who has a friend.
Uh-huh.
And said friend just had child.
Okay.
And they don't know if the child is husband's child or boyfriend's child.
Do husband and boyfriend know about each other?
One of these, like, boyfriend definitely knows about husband, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And husband probably knows about boyfriend, but doesn't want to like fully see his life disintegrate before his eyes.
Sure.
So doesn't like really bring boyfriend up.
There's a movie exactly about this plot. So, are you movieing us or is this real life?
No, this is real life.
Because you do that sometimes.
No.
That time that you told us about your friend Mufasa who died.
Yeah. I swear to God, this is starring Bradley Cooper, by the way.
So think about it. 23andMe is popular now.
Mm-hmm.
This child is just born. Imagine what's going to be popular when this kid is of age to take these sort of tests.
Yeah.
I hope mom figures it out by then.
And dad and boyfriend, husband and boyfriend, rather, totally different. Not like they look similar, but they're from totally different countries. So it would never come up like the same thing.
It's really interesting how, you know, like back growing up when we were kids, you could prank call people because not a lot of people had caller ID.
Yeah.
You can't really prank call people anymore unless you like star 68 or star 67.
69.
You have to be a hacker now to prank call people.
Yeah. And I think it's going to be like that in the future. Maybe like even 10 years from now, you won't be able to have an affair baby because you will immediately be able to tell whose it is based on sending in 23andMe.
Isn't that a bummer?
Which I still think, by the way, 23andMe is the government's way of getting all of our information.
If you don't already know it, the government definitely has your information because you've given blood at the doctor's office.
Okay, but I feel like this is more because now you're giving them access to like your entire family history, whereas like in a central location where like the blood at the doctor's office, they're using it for tests and they're not even thinking about it. I think 23andMe, I feel like it's a big underground silo in Sweden and they are documenting everything and they are going to clone us without our permission. Did you see The Island? They're going to use us to harvest our body parts for really rich people who, you know, need a new lung. And it's like, well, Sam's clone is asleep in a sleep state in the underground Sweden factory. And here we're going to take her lung because you did 23andMe just because you wanted to find out if you were German.
You know, I would love to know if I were German. That'd be a serious complex for my family.
You are Italian as Italian can
my
get.
My Italian Jewish family. You never know. Not want to know that they're German.
You never know.
I wouldn't, even if the blood tests from doctor's offices did send out for the exact same stuff, like even if they have everything, I just don't want to do it because I feel like they'd be laughing at the 23andMe-ers because we literally just put it on a platter and shipped it to them.
Yes, exactly.
So at least before they had to like dun 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 dun.
There was
dun,
some covert stuff, work.
And now it's like all the letters say, "Yes, use me."
Exactly. It's See, like Facebook when Facebook is like, "We want to send all of your friends' information," and you're like, "Okay, Farmville."
Yeah. Okay. Oh my goodness, Farmville. Everybody has that aunt that wants to play Farmville, and you're like, "No, Aunt Susie, I can't play Farmville."
And they want money to help them like raise a barn.
Oh, I know.
I'm like, that's no, I'm not going to help. No.
The cows are sick.
They're always sick.
I don't know this game.
See, it was huge like 10 years ago.
I remember the name.
Farmville. Yeah. Or what was it? The Candy Crush 2 or the the Facebook version, which was like Gem Sparkle or something. Yeah. See, okay. 23andMe, I'm doing this right now in conjunction with a family tree and I'm finding cousins that still live in Ireland from like my great, great, great grandparents who came to this country who left family behind. So I'm all for 23andMe. I think it's very cool.
This is not going to be breaking news when it happens, but I think you'd like to hear it. We just got a message that said Kate Hudson's pregnant with her first girl. It's a girl.
Oh my God. I'm so excited for her. Maybe Fabletics will have a baby line.
Oh, they totally will have a baby line.
I wonder whose it is and if it's going to have to 23andMe.
Wait, is she still with? No, she's not with her ex.
No, who is she with?
I don't know.
Maybe it's the same father as January Jones.
Oh, and we just got a whole group message about it.
Or Mindy Kaling.
Oh, how cute is this baby reveal? Oh, okay. I don't want to open it because it might make a...
Are you on a group message with Kate Hudson?
Well, she won't return my call, so it's the only logical... Oh, I want to turn up the volume. They have these big black balloons and she pops it and then like a bunch of little tiny pink ones come out. That was a cute baby reveal.
That's very cute.
Sorry, my phone's from 1992, so it'll take a while.
I know Bethany's not into baby reveals.
I think that they're an excuse to get more attention.
Here we go. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Oh, how cute. I think they're just a nice excuse to have a party.
That's true. Do they ask for presents at baby...
No.
At gender identity, gender sex reveal parties?
That's the thing. It's the kind of party, I don't know, because I've never actually accepted an invitation to one, as horrible as that sounds.
Right.
But I'm all about the party itself, but you have to treat it like a party for all your guests,
right,
and not for you.
Because that's why I was originally against them, because it's like, I don't want to bring you another present, because I was already bringing you presents at your bridal shower and your bachelorette party and your wedding, and then you're, you know, now your gender sex reveal.
I don't want to play baby games.
Yeah.
Just the 20 minutes that are dedicated to the baby mama entirely and daddy is the reveal part.
Yeah, and there better
other
be booze.
Other than that, make it a freaking blowout. Yeah. I almost cursed. I'd rather not have to edit this.
Yeah. Plus, there's also like the issue of, you know, gender.
I only go...
like, you're... I mean, I know that this is like a, you know.
No,
but
it's like not.
Your baby right. might not end up being a boy.
Yeah, like if your baby is a girl in the womb doesn't mm-hmm. necessarily mean anything.
Does
yeah.
it have a penis or does it have a vagina is going to be the name of my yeah. party if I have one.
It's a little longer title, yeah. but it works.
I don't want anything pink or blue.
Green.
You know what? I like that. I'm all about that, not in just assuming that said child of said gender is going to like said color.
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting because back in the day, I don't know when the day was, but like pink was the masculine color and blue was the feminine color because yeah. of the Virgin Mary wore blue and
right.
pink was close to red, which was masculine. So they would send little girls home in blue and little boys home in pink. And I actually heard a story this morning on the radio about some parents are doing gender neutral raising of their babies until yeah. the baby like decides to gender themselves in preschool or whatever, like they decide what they want to be, and it's really interesting. And so they give them names that don't have a gender. I think this they named their baby Sojourner Wildfire.
Oh my goodness.
Which like I burst out laughing because that is such a stereotype.
Yeah.
Like we're gonna do this really liberal thing and then name our baby Wildfire. But it's interesting to think about.
It is. I'm sort of I think kids have too much stuff.
Yeah.
I come from what's the word I'm looking for? Not the theory, but I just think kids. The school of thought, there we go, that kids don't need all that crap.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, I refuse to buy my child 10,000 outfits if I ever have a baby before they're born. I just think it's silly. Or piles of toys.
Yeah.
So I always think that maybe I'll just get educational toys and not like dolls versus trucks unless the yeah. child really expresses that they want one or the other.
Yeah. Something to wear, something to read, something you want, something you need.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Oh, I love that.
I do think like kids are, you know, I the whole nature versus nurture argument. I used to forever think that it was nurture or at least more in it. And by the way, when I say forever, like I was going to be a psychologist. I minored in psych just for funsies. Like this is actually stuff I love it. I love it so much. But I've since turned over to think that it is nature, which kind of sucks because that means less is in our control. Yeah. And as a control freak,
yeah.
I don't like to hear that. But there were these studies of like twins that were separated at birth unbeknownst to the kids or the parents. And then the adoptive parents from different states or sometimes different countries found out blank years later and the kids are the same. Like two 16-year-old sisters, one was in Australia, one was in somewhere in the U.S., and they are the same person.
It's so fascinating. I think it was the University of Minnesota did a bunch of twin studies that were groundbreaking in this sort of thing. And there is so much that you wouldn't even realize it apparently is genetically encoded. And
yeah.
it would be down to things like they both love to wear this certain style of outfit. Like
yeah.
it was just, it's so crazy. And so I think that, you know, putting a lot of that on people, the thing that this news story kind of made a point of this morning is like, even if you think it's kind of dumb to raise your kid without a gender, it is sort of interesting to not automatically put all of those gender ideas on them. Like, mm-hmm. you better like Barbies mm-hmm. because you're a girl.
Yeah.
And then if they don't, it causes all sorts of problems. So it's interesting. It's interesting to think about.
Yeah. I was going to put that toward the fact that your kids don't need that many toys. You're going to raise a brat because I have one in my family. That they had to move because there were too many toys.
Oh,
and
he's
a bully in training is how I talk to him about the rest of my family. I hate it.
Oh.
I've had to reprimand him twice because he's put physical pain on another small member of my family.
Oh my
and
gosh.
And he's cried both times because I was like, hip, hip, hip. No, you can't do that.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
been horrible.
Give me 5 minutes with that kid.
I can't. So I was going to say they raised a brat, but then I realized the twin theory, and then I'm like, maybe he was born a brat.
No, I think you can raise a brat.
I don't know. Now I don't know what side of the line I'm on.
But I don't know.
So back to knowing that you're not, back to not yeah. knowing you're adopted.
Yeah. I mean, my thing is like, I just told my friend, your friend can never introduce me to this friend because I'm the kind of person who will blow that secret. I will absolutely.
On the handshake.
Yeah. Like I'll be so paranoid about saying it that I will blow it.
I'm trying to think of scenarios where a parent wouldn't want to tell the child that they're adopted.
I don't know, because even if it's like you are worried about any baggage that comes with it, and of course there's a learning process and a self-searching, and it causes, you know, definitely there's stuff that comes along with that. But the point I made to my friend is like, he gets to know about his medical history.
Yeah.
He really has that right to know that. And it's he needs to know if like there's certain tests he should be getting. And it's tough to not have that information. And it's one thing if you were adopted and you don't know that information because of the way that the adoption happened or your parents didn't want people to find them. But if you as a parent have that information but just choose to not give it, that sucks, man.
Do you know where in the child age line this person falls? Like, is he the oldest? Is he the middle?
Oh, I don't know.
Because that might make a difference. So this is what I'm thinking. Maybe the parents didn't want the child to feel bad because there were biological children in the family.
Mm. Oh, interesting. Or like.
You mean that he was separated from?
Or that he was in any way different from the rest of them. Mm.
They didn't want him to feel different than his siblings.
Well, there is like a suggested order of operations. They do suggest to have a child first and then adopt, because if it goes in the other way, they think, depending on the age of the adopted kid, they might think, I wasn't good enough for mom and dad because I wasn't theirs. Yeah. Thus they had to have their own. So that might matter, but I'm also trying to think, and this doesn't make it okay, for the record, come hell or high water, I think they should have figured out a way to tell him.
Yeah.
Like that's exactly where I am. But now I'm trying to think about it from their point of view. Do we sometimes take away the human ability of parents too much and just put them in their own category, that is, parents?
Like we assume that they know everything?
Yeah. Like, or they're supposed to always do the right thing? Like, maybe sometimes someone just makes a really inexcusable human error. It just so happens that it's a parent, it's about your kid.
Yeah.
But as a human being, like, you just screwed up.
Yeah, and then it's too late.
And it's
it
just
might be too late,
horrifying,
you know?
Yeah.
No, that's true. I was just thinking yesterday, it's funny you brought that up, that, like, my parents, you know, used to have parties with all of their friends that came over, and they would have dinner parties and stuff. And, like, I was absolutely... like, I'm the age now that they were when they did that.
Yeah.
And I have nothing about life figured out. So they had three kids at that point, and they were having cocktail parties with their friends. And you know, it blows my mind. And so it makes you realize, like, parents are morons who just happen to also have kids. Like, none of us have it figured out.
No.
My gosh.
But imagine, like, having made that choice. Mm-mm. And now, let's say, I don't know if his parents are alive or not. Like, let's say he's 45 and you still... have that seat. And all of us know, except for him, you listening, you know that he is adopted and he doesn't know. It is just insane to me. It's insane.
I'm also coming up with another scenario in my mind where grandma and grandpa wouldn't accept the child unless mom had the baby biologically.
Oh gosh, can you imagine?
Think about that.
Because I know a situation where a girl wanted to adopt a baby, and her family was like, well, we're just not going to love that baby as much.
Oh my God.
Which is insane.
Shame on them.
Grandparents were like, we just won't love it as much. So
shame on them.
And okay.
Thankfully, she was able to have a child, but this was years of fertility struggle.
I can't even, like, I'm coming at this from the perspective of having a sibling who is adopted, and if she was not in, like, if I want to make myself cry, like in acting class or whatever, I picture myself walking down the street and my sister walking past me and us not knowing each other. And I just sob. Like, she is just there.
I'm
obsessed
with
her.
With that one.
Right. So it's just like the idea that, I don't know, the idea that, like, the family wouldn't have the same relationship is just ridiculous. It's just crazy.
There is, and this is, it's a loose distant cousin of an example, not the same thing, but I have a friend who she's my age, and she had a kid, and she got divorced from her husband, and now she's in a long-term relationship with this wonderful guy. They live together.
Yeah.
And he treats her son, who's now, he's got to be like four, just like it's his, because he's planning on marrying her, and this, you know, they live together and all that stuff. And mama, her parents are divorced, so her mom remarried, and her mother's, I'm sorry, this is so complicated.
That's okay.
Her mother's husband, okay, so not my friend's dad, but her mother's husband, pulled the boyfriend over and said, you don't have to treat him like he's yours.
No,
I didn't. As in, he wasn't, it wasn't a secret. I grew up with her, so we knew that her stepfather was an a-hole who didn't treat her like his daughter. And the same thing with her brother. But she has a half-sister with mom and husband, and that's his baby. He goes, because it wasn't, you know, it's not yours. You don't have to take on all of this baggage. You'll have enough when you guys have your own kids. I just want you to know that. And we were drunk when we were talking about it, so he started crying.
Of course.
And then I started crying. And that's just, I can't. So who just put this in my brain? Was it you, Kathleen? Did you just say the step the grandparents wouldn't love.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's just not okay. Like, you, if you want to build around a family or have people that are in your family, you can't cognizantly decide you're going to pick and choose and snip around the family.
Yeah. I think that it's like there is such a lack of like love.
Yeah.
Out there. Yeah. And I think that anytime you can love anybody, you got to just love that person. Like, yeah. It doesn't matter. Just, I don't care if like there's somebody who just came into your family for dinner tonight and like they're a friend, love them. Just love them. Yeah. And
these are living, breathing things that need love and attention and acceptance.
Yeah. Ugh. Yes.
That's insane to me. Whether it be a human, an adopted baby, an adult, an animal, like,
yeah,
if somebody needs help, help them.
Help them, bring them in, love them. And then they are just a thing. They don't have a qualifier. Like, you know,
what did they do?
Yeah,
they're coming into this completely innocent.
Yeah, it's like they're your sister. They just are.
Yeah.
They just are.
I'm pissed.
Yeah.
I'm really mad.
I don't mean to make you pissed.
I know you didn't. I'm volatile today. It's fine.
I think that the moral of the story is like, let's just love each other and we're all doing the best we can. How about that?
Fine. If you adopt a child, find the right time when that child is still a child to tell them.
This is never good for me.
In our family, yeah.
Because I'm gonna.
Yeah.
It's always been on my bucket list. Like, yeah. This is the longest thing I've ever wanted to do as far back as I can remember. I'm adopting a child.
Yeah. Oh, it's the...
I've told William, like, it's happening.
It's the most incredible thing you can do. And there are so many children out there who need it.
Need homes. Yeah. Who need parents who love them.
Yeah.
And
it's a gift. It's wonderful.
Wow. I feel for this person.
Yeah. I hope for his case he never finds out. I hope he never finds
really?
Out. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
At that point?
Oh, yeah.
Can is you there imagine? No, I can't. But is that better than not knowing? Like you said, to the medical. He's going to have problems one day. He's human. He's going to.
Yeah. But I don't want. The amount of mental anguish and conflict and questioning your entire life, like, I think that is worse than, like, finding out you should maybe go to the doctor more. I don't know. I don't hope that this person ever finds out.
Let me give you guys a situation very quickly. This person is your husband.
Okay.
And somebody tells you, as his wife, somebody says, he's adopted, but he doesn't know. Would you tell him? Or would you just swab his cheek in his sleep just to find out if there's anything that he really needs to know?
I would swab his cheek in his sleep.
Me too.
I don't know.
And then if there was like... Okay, we have to think about this and come back with answers next week.
Fine. Yeah.
Okay. What did you learn this week, Kathleen?
I learned that it's okay to be extra, to embrace your extraness. I don't know if anybody saw my Insta story this week.
No.
Okay. Well, let me just tell you. if it's now part of my highlights. Sam, look, when I showed Sam what I did, she... almost unfriended me in real life because it was so extra.
Because you were bringing, not because it was extra, that's wrong. It's because it was potentially family drama and turmoil.
Yes. So
not the level of extra.
I spent Easter weekend with my brother and he's just the loveliest person ever. He's my best friend. And we talked about in the last podcast how he's looking to date, but he's shy. He doesn't know how to date again. So on my Insta story, I made a whole thing about trying to find girls in his area to date him.
Oh my gosh.
I took screenshots of his photos. I made a whole story. Like, do you live in Norfolk, Virginia? Blah, blah, blah. Message me. Here's his photo. Couple of photos, whatever. Guys, I screened dozens of girls.
This is amazing.
I got hundreds of messages. And I found somebody for him to go on a date with.
I'm very, very glad for that. But just to like caution anyone listening, just make sure your brother, sister, mom, dad is the caliber of person who could handle that.
Yeah, and they're on board.
Who could handle finding that out.
Yeah.
Like your brother wasn't on board, but he hasn't flipped out. He hasn't reached out to you and he definitely knows.
He doesn't have Instagram. And his friend blew it and said, you have to see what your sister's doing on Instagram. She's pimping you out. She's trying to find you a date. And so he called me and I thought he was going to be really mad. And he was like, okay, I don't love it, but I'm into it.
Right.
You're lucky.
But he didn't see it.
Okay.
So you survived it. But just if you're like, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Just make sure you... there are people who would not survive that.
If you want to see what we're talking about on Instagram, I'm at WebGirlKathleen and it's the first highlight in my profile.
All right. Sam, what did you learn this week?
I learned that it's better to take the tags off something the second time you wear it because you get double the joy. Like, you know, the feeling of having something and you're wearing it for the first time, you're really excited and you go rip the tag off and it's like, yay.
Yeah.
That's it. Trans transaction complete. Right. Yeah. The next time it's not going to be as special.
Yeah.
For a couple of months now, if I have something new on and I can leave the tag on, I'll leave the tag on and rip the tag off the second time I wear it, and it's almost the same exact feeling.
It's like Christmas too.
It doubles up. It's second new outfit. It's the dumbest thing, but it's a tiny little piece of joy. And right now, guys, that's what we need. It's not all dumb. The tiny pieces of joy.
It's not dumb.
I love it. I learned this week that there is a trilogy of books that a lot of people have already learned about because the first one has been made into a movie called Annihilation.
Oh, I saw this on your Instagram.
Yeah, so my friend, I don't know if he wants me to say his name or not, but my friend just told me to read them. It's a trilogy called the Southern Reach Trilogy.
They have pretty covers.
They do, and that's why I bought them, because I am shallow. So the first one's called Annihilation. I don't know what the second one is called because I covered up the book cover. And then the third one is called Acceptance. And apparently, like, there's this series of podcasts like the Black Tapes, Tannis, Rabbits. If you listen to those and you like those, I guess you're going to like these books. So they are by this dude named Jeff Vandermeer. So if you're looking for a new set of books to read,
oh, cool,
check them out.
Or to decorate your coffee table.
Right, exactly.
Either yes. or.
Thank you so much for listening to An Acquired Taste. Let us know what you think about this whole situation.
Yeah, I'm going to tell Bethany and Kathleen what my family problem is now.
Yes, please. Follow us. Just search An Acquired Taste podcast on all your social medias. If you can, rate, review, subscribe on iTunes. That helps us out a lot.
Yes. Share us with a friend.
Yeah, tell everyone about us.
Yes.
I am Radio Bethany on Twitter and Ms. Bethany Watson on Instagram and Facebook.
I am Webgirl Kathleen on everything.
And I am @Sam_Rosalie, Rosalie on Instagram and Twitter.
We will talk to you next week.